Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Saturday's emphatic 4-0 win over Ukraine means England will be facing Denmark in the semi-finals of Euro 2020 on Wednesday at Wembley Stadium. It is back-to-back major tournament semi-finals for the Three Lions, and the whole country is going berserk. What a night Saturday was. I'm Adam Smith, and like Luke Shaw, I'll be assisting you throughout the tournament. However, with content and not a perfectly weighted cross with my left peg. Trust me, that could end up anywhere. Not bad with the right peg, mind you. I promise we will keep the lion roaring here on the official England podcast. I'm still absolutely buzzing with Saturday's victory, and we have an absolute humdinger, rip snorter of a show for you to look forward to today. Here's what's coming up. I'll be filling you in with all the latest as the boys return from Rome. England manager Gareth Southgate spoke to the media yesterday.
We've got guys that have won trophies now who know what that's taken, but also they've gained confidence from that as well.
We'll be hearing from Jadon Sancho as he stepped into the Lions' den.
True, I don't know why he's trying to do me dirty like this.
I'll be catching up with our mate Josh Denzel, and trust me, he is equally as happy as I am about that result.
It's unbelievable. It's like this doesn't happen to England.
And I had an exclusive chat with England's number four, the Basmati Busquets. It's Declan Rice, baby. Ding, 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 ding. What a man.
I'm closing my eyes because I don't want to go over. I'm like, ah!
Right, just like Harry Maguire, let's leap into this episode.
You're listening to the official England podcast.
The players returned from Rome to St George's Park in the early hours of Sunday morning and had a day of rest and recovery in camp. They now have a very quick turnaround before Wednesday's semi-final clash against Denmark. Yesterday, our gaffer Gareth Southgate spoke to the media. What a job he is doing, by the way. Here's a little taster of what he said.
It was brilliant to get the amount of support we did, but I think everybody was acknowledging the fans, sharing a moment with them, but not celebrating in a way that we felt that we'd got to where we wanted to yet. And they may only be small things, but I think they do make a difference. It's the focus is there from the team. You can see that. Now to be coming back to Wembley is a great thing for us. You know, we're talking about the things we've been through, what they went through that day, the way their captain was, the way the group was, and how that would have connected with their supporters. I mean, that's been powerful. They're riding a wave of emotion for certain, and that's a powerful force that's coming to Wembley. So those things definitely have an impact on your thinking. We talk about pressure a lot, and we lose perspective on what that might be when we're playing sport. You know, I know our players are at their best when they are calm, when they are playing another game, when the thinking process is really clear, and clearing that clutter away and clearing that noise away for the last couple of games and ahead of this next one is a crucial part of our preparation, really. We talked with the junior teams for a long time about, you know, our aim being to get to regularly to the last four of tournaments, because then we would be in the mix and knocking on the door and learning how to win in those critical moments. And our junior teams have started to achieve that quite consistently. And of course, some of these boys were involved in the European 19s, Mason in particular in that one, and then the World 17s as well, and 20s. So, you know, those things all start to build belief. They're playing against players that they're now in a position with in a tournament like this. Yeah, that those young players now feel this is the level, and this is what's expected, and the standard that is expected, and that culturally for the team over the next period of years has to stay strong and gives them a foundation. They've got a mixture of being able to conduct themselves, I think, in a way that has made them relatable to the public, but they've got an edge. You know, they don't get through the last few weeks and the challenges that they've had and the challenges they've had throughout the last 12 months as a team without having an edge and without having that mental toughness as well. So, of course, in tournaments, some of the games unfold in really peculiar ways. We've seen that with some of the other matches, but they'll be prepared and they'll be ready mentally. And we've got guys that have won trophies now who know what that's taken, but also they've gained confidence from that as well.
In yesterday's Lions Den was a man who received his first start of Euro 2020 on Saturday. Yep. Jadon Sancho. Unbelievable high energy performance from the young man to top off a brilliant week. Here's what he spoke about with Josh Denzel.
Last night, did you sleep at all? I know you got in at like 5 a.m. Yeah.
No, to be fair, I didn't really sleep. Yeah, it was hard to get to sleep. But yeah, it was a great feeling yesterday. You know, the lads are still buzzing from yesterday, so happy to be a part of it.
You had to wait for your chance, but when you got your chance, you took it with both hands. Unbelievable performance from yourself, unbelievable performance from the boys. There was a lot of noise about English fans will be outnumbered, the atmosphere won't be as good. That's something that we've relied on maybe, but it was outrageous. Like the scenes in the stadium, you were just saying,
yeah,
it was amazing.
Unbelievable. There was a lot of English fans, especially like when I was on the bus on the way into the stadium. Just loads of English fans, and I was kind of surprised, but yeah, the support was definitely there, and yeah, crazy.
You know, we've seen some of the boys talk about watching Love Island. Obviously, you lot were in the pool having fun. It like this group, like even having been around it from here, like you can see that it gels very, very well. Jude, we had him on the show, and he had this to say to room with. I don't know if you're going to get stressed.
Probably Jadon, to be honest. He's always oversleeping and playing like PlayStation or whatever till really late, so yeah, not my kind of roommate.
Fair play.
That's not true. I don't know why he's trying to do me dirty like this. Listen.
Have you got a rebuttal to him? What would you say? Because I asked him, I was like, who would you least like to room with?
No, I just feel like he's done that to try to get on my nerves, so now he knows I'm going to go back to him and just, what are you doing? I think I'll be a good roommate. I'm clean.
Yeah?
Okay. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know.
The room smelling good.
Yeah. The aftershaves and all of that.
Yes, good vibes.
Oh, okay, we'll take that. You know, maybe we'll ask someone. Whoever else comes on the show.
I'm not late. Trust me, I'm not late. Otherwise, I'd be in trouble. I wouldn't be playing.
Facts. Okay, there we go. Yeah. In all seriousness, it must be nice to be able to share, like, the pitch on an international stage with your club mate as well, someone who's come into the club who you kind of, I guess, looked after a little bit at Dortmund, and now you get to share the pitch on the biggest stage in a quarterfinal.
No, definitely. Again, like I said, the sky's the limit for the guy. He's a great footballer. He's very mature for his age, which is very surprising because I think when I was 17, I was not that mature at all. It was childish. But, you know, me playing with him in Dortmund was always fun. And, you know, him getting selected was even a massive thing for him, especially being so young. And sharing the pitch with Jude is always fun because I know how he plays and, you know, we've got a good relationship on and off the pitch, so it's good.
So we are on episode 29 of the Official England Podcast, and on most of them we've been joined by Josh Denzel. I can honestly say I think this is the happiest I've ever seen him, Josh. He's smiling from ear to ear, as am I. You look as happy as I am because England have won 4-0 against Ukraine, mate. Talk to me.
Oh, I'm absolutely buzzing. Nice was that? The stress-free. Oh. We're in the semi-finals. We didn't break a sweat. No one got suspension. It's unbelievable. It doesn't happen to England.
I know. So talk me through your experience then. Where did you watch it? How did you react? Just talk me through your match day routine.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a nervous England fan. So I feel obviously like in the build-up, we did a match day breakfast show. Great show. Yeah. We had Chunks on it. We had Gary Cahill on it. We had Joella. But after that, it was like a 9-hour period where I was just going, well, how am I going to entertain myself now? How am I going to distract myself from the stress? And then obviously towards the game, got a few beers in, got a Nando's in, obviously got to settle the stomach, and then watched it in the cinema with a few of the lads, and it was unbelievable. I don't know why, about halfway through the first half, I was thinking, we're playing too well. There's something, yeah. I don't know, we're living in an alternate universe. Because it was just stress-free. And it was unbelievable. Yeah. And everyone had great games. And Luke Shaw was fantastic. So I was just buzzing. I kept all my teeth. So that is a benefit.
Josh, that's what I was going to ask. Because you lost a tooth in the Germany game. There was two goals. We had four goals. You had four opportunities to smash a tooth. So you're a little bit more calm then in the celebrations, were you, this time?
I wasn't calmer in the celebration. I just left the beer bottle by my side rather than up round my grill. That was the thing.
Love it. And, mate, of course, we heard that the players got back about 5 o'clock. They travelled straight back. So were you waiting for them? You are at Eyes and Ears at St George's Park. Did you wait up for them to arrive, or were you thinking, nah, I'm getting my head down here?
Smithy, I love England. I love England more than the next man. But I wasn't about to wait up till 5 a.m. I think you know what's crazy? I got into bed and I rewatched the whole game from start to finish, and that finished about 1:30, and then I was sound asleep.
Mate. Yeah, we were filming the podcast really late last night, and a massive shout out to Steve McManaman for joining us at after midnight at our time. But yeah, I still watched the game back because it was so good. You had Jadon Sancho on lines then. Big night for him, wasn't it? Started his first game. I know he had minutes in another game, but first start and another big positive for England, that.
Massive positive like that. The depth that we have in this squad is amazing. And to see him like get a game and start a game was unbelievable. And he proved his worth. Do you know what I mean? He come on and he looked so comfortable, looked so positive, and he was on great form when he came on lines then, because obviously this is what he dreams of. This is what, you know, this is what he's here for. He's not here to make up the numbers. He's a quality player, and so he got on the pitch and he proved exactly why he was selected.
Yeah, and have you seen any other boys today other than Sanch, Josh? Wonder what else is going on. I presume it's just a very relaxing, calm day after the game today.
Extremely relaxed day. They're all in the pool. They're all, you know, they got delivered a load of dolphin floaties and unicorn floaties, inflatables. Yeah, so they've been knocking about in the pool and the sauna and the steam and having a well-earned rest and a bit of fun. That's what's been happening at St. George's Park. I think they're going to come out like prunes. They've been in there since they woke up about 12 o'clock.
Little jacuzzi, little steam room, one of them.
Jacuzzi, steam room, sauna, you know what I mean? It's like an episode of Geordie Shore in there.
I love a spa day, but the jacuzzi and the steam room is me done. But that's just my spa routine. Digress from that because no one wants to hear about it. What are you planning for Wednesday night, mate? Semi-finals, England in the semi-finals. It's a tough game, this, isn't it? I know England are doing great and they'll go into its favourites, but Denmark looked good the last few games, didn't it? It's not a game to be taken lightly, this one, is it?
Absolutely not. You know, it's one of those games that you see, though, the mentality of the squad is like a huge game against Germany, and then they go into the quarter final, and I guess there's less pressure, but they still come out and perform to an even higher level. And they say that Denmark are no mugs. They've got to this point in the tournament for a reason, and they had a bit of a slow start to the tournament, but they've got momentum as well as we have. So it's not a game to be taken lightly, but there is something in the air here. There's something positive. There's something going on at St. George's Park and in England. That you have to be confident.
I agree, mate. There is something special building. Fingers crossed for that. Mate, we'll catch up again tomorrow, hopefully, so you have a nice, relaxing evening. Whatever. What are you doing tonight, Josh?
Sleeping,
yeah,
relaxing.
Sounds good, mate.
I'm charging up for tomorrow. We've got a massive run in on Lions Den, so I'm extremely happy. I'm gonna get my 14 hours sleep, and I'll be ready for the semi-final.
Come on, mate, you don't have kids, do you? Because I've got a little one. There's no way I'm getting 14 hours. I'm just thinking I might have a bath, and that's lucky for me. Anyway, I'll catch up with you tomorrow, mate. I'm gonna run the bath, have a nice night, and we'll speak tomorrow.
Pleasure.
You're listening to the Official England Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I am delighted to say joining me on the official England podcast now is a man who is quite simply bossing it for England all tournament. He's a key member of the team, an all-round top bloke, and also a bit of a regular meme, which we'll get onto. It is, of course, Declan Rice. Dec, how are you, mate? I can see you smiling. I imagine you're buzzing.
Yes, Geez. How are you, mate? You all right?
Yeah, been a while, hasn't it? How you been?
Yeah, all good, mate. Obviously, coming off the back of last night's result, getting to speak to you. Buzzing, mate. Privileged to be on here, to be honest with you.
Oh, mate, you know, you said buzzing. Are you buzzing to be speaking to me or the result? You didn't make that clear. I was like, sure,
buzzing. Buzzing to be speaking to you, mate. You know that. We always have a laugh.
I've got to say, I've done a few bits, but we do always have a laugh. We're going to start on a serious note. First obvious question. 4-0, Dec, in the quarterfinal of the Euros. I was just breaking down some of the positives here. Kane banging the goals in, Sterling bossing it, Luke Shaw getting assists. Clean sheets, not conceding a single goal all tournament, Gareth having to rotate the squad. I mean, it's just a perfect night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an unbelievable night. You know, the pressure was on us to go out there and win because a lot of people expected us to beat Ukraine. So we had to go out there and put a performance in. And I think to get the early goal from H really settled us. And then second half, obviously, Maguire heading in a great goal really settled us again. And then the game just really opened up there and it was pretty much just an easy night, you know, one that we could take control of and really control the game, pass the ball. But like you said, loads of positives and now there's a bigger focus, which is Wednesday.
It's amazing, though, that you're saying it was a perfect night. But because as England fans and obviously working for England, I've been seeing a lot of the England comments come in. But we're not used to having such an ease game in a quarterfinal 4-0. It was just, as players, it just must have been an incredible night, that.
Yeah, it was a top night, you know. It was a 9 o'clock kickoff there, obviously 8 at home, so you're waiting around all day and you just want the occasion to come. Obviously a great stadium, a lot of history behind it, and you just wanted to go out there and perform and, you know, to get the win and then get yourself into a semi-final of a major tournament as well with millions across the UK watching. You know, it's a special night.
And I've got to ask you about yourself from a personal point of view. I mean, you must know that you're having a great tournament personally. You only got to go on social media and it's full of ex-legends, players, fans talking about how well you're playing. I mean, that must make you very happy with your own individual performances as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it probably took me one or two games to get into the tournament, you know, with excitement, nerves, obviously with what to expect. But now I'm fully settled in, you know, training's been amazing and getting to that game day situation, I'm just being myself, and there's no reason to change that. So everything's been going well at the moment with me personally and, of course, the team. So hopefully we can keep pushing and striving on to the bigger objective.
Was it a different sort of challenge, the fact that it was your first game away from Wembley? Obviously, I've been fortunate enough to be at some of the games at Wembley. The atmosphere at the Germany game was just unreal. But was it weird or different challenge playing at Rome?
Yeah, it was different, but I would say it was really nice to break it up and get away for a little bit. Obviously, we've been in the UK for quite a while now, so to get out to Rome, it was lovely weather. Obviously, like I said, Rome's an amazing city, great stadium, so to play there in a quarterfinal, you know, that's one ticked off and say that you've played and you've done it, so it was great to get away.
I've got to ask you a little bit about the Germany game then, because when I said I was at the Germany game and the atmosphere was amazing, I just saw your face and you went, oh. So, I mean, it was, wasn't it? Did you feel that as a player? That was one of the best atmospheres you'd ever played in?
Yeah, I think it was. I put in number one. It was just, when you walked out, the roar, the national anthem, just with the first tackle, the first header, everyone like just erupting, the first Raheem's goal. It was just, everything about it was so special. And you know, it felt like a full stadium, even though it was only, what was in there, 45?
Yeah. I think it was 40. Yeah, under 45, 40,
so
yeah.
For the next game now, it's going to be 60. So it's going to go up another level, but we're ready for that and we're going to hopefully use that to our advantage.
Yeah, talk to me a bit about what's been going on today and the logistics, sort of when you landed, when you got back and sort of what the players have been up to today.
Yeah, we got back to the hotel at about 4:30, quarter to 5. Straight to sleep and then up at any time between 12 and 2 to go down for lunch, quick meeting, and then recovery started. And today's quite a chill day. We'll have a meeting again tonight and sit down, watch Love Island catch up from the night before. So, yeah, that's the plan for today.
Love that. Love how much. Love Island is a key part of your recovery day, is it, Dec?
Well, I think, you know, most of the lads, when we get treatment at night, it's on the big screen. So we just, you know, we have to watch it, I suppose.
You're funny. You're not the first person to tell me that. I wanted to ask you, how hard is it to actually get to sleep after a game like that? Because so many players say to me that the adrenaline is such a huge factor. Sorry, is it? Are you just thinking about the game the whole time and thinking, I need to get some sleep in?
Yeah, it's like for me, even when I'm at home and I play games for West Ham in the evening, I don't sleep till 3-4 a.m. If I play during the day, it's fine, but at night you're just wide awake, you're buzzing. But then when you've got plane journeys like we did last night, like the plane journeys just feel like they drag, and you're looking out the window thinking, how long's left? You sort of get back.
can I see London? Yeah, can I see England? Yeah.
Then you ask how long's landing, yeah, another 20. You're like, oh, I've been on here ages. So
you're like one of the kids that goes, mummy, yeah, we're nearly there.
That's me. I asked the air hostesses about 100 times a flight. How long?
Yeah. Brilliant. Go on, talk me through what happened on that plane journey then. Is it Sweet Caroline on repeat? Were you buzzing, or is it job done, moving on to the next? You must have had a bit of a reflection on the result on the plane.
Yeah, buzzing. Everyone was happy, of course, but it was chilled. Yeah. You know, there was a few players that slept at the back. You know, there's a little Uno group going on. We all play cards Uno.
Yeah, I heard about
that was going on all flight. Bit of music with the speaker. Had a nice steak on the back of the plane. Yeah.
Did you get a steak? What are you going for? Sirloin? Little ribeye?
It was more like a beef. I don't really know. It was all right. With mash, it was all right. But where it was late, you know, it didn't really sit with my stomach too well.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it was all right, to be fair. A little steak on the way home.
Love that. Do you know what? This is the insight that our listeners love hearing from, like what you're eating and stuff. You said a bit of music was going on. What sort of, who was the DJ on the plane? I heard Tyrone Mings was playing a bit after the Germany game. So who was on the decks?
Mingsy's a good DJ, to be fair. He's got a little bit. On the way home, it was Sanch, actually. Boys at the back, Sanch was connected, and then I connected for a bit. Star and B, rap, you know, all the usual.
Nice. Bit of old school R&B, yeah?
Some stuff that people call rubbish. I listen to that type of stuff. So I don't think people can reflect and connect with me with that. It's my type of music.
Love that. And Dec, how mad has your phone been going during this tournament? Because I imagine that you just, every time you look at it, you've got a message popping up.
Mate, it's crazy.
Really?
After the Germany game, I turned my phone on and my WhatsApp, it was just, I had like 197 unread messages. And it took me a good 3-4 days to reply to everyone. It's impossible to reply. Yeah. Now, speak to my mum after, and I said, mum, I'm phone, I've not even seen your message. She's like, you're the first person, you should be reading my message first. I said, mum, I've not even seen your message. Like, you're so far down the list. I think it's not just to say with me, I think with everyone's phone's completely blown up, and obviously with Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, whatever it is, it's just, do you know what, it's obviously my first tournament. I was obviously not here when the World Cup was going on, but now because I'm here, it's just crazy, mate, honestly, seeing the nation, the fans, it's just...
And obviously you've got friends and families that message you. Any other messages from celebs or people that you might have gone, wow, I didn't even know I had this person's number that pops up?
No, to be fair, I've since the, what game was it? Since the Scotland game, I speak to James Corden quite a bit on FaceTime. Yeah, the game, we FaceTime class. Each other. Because he was at the game with Mark Noble against Germany. So, I spoke to them after they were buzzing.
I've seen you link up with James Corden on a few TV shows, actually. I can tell he loves you.
He's a big West Ham fan, so he's a ledge. He's a top guy. Who else has messaged me? I don't think no one... Mate, there's been so many, I'm not really too sure.
Love it, too many to know.
No, just my family, my friends, like FaceTiming my mates last night, then they're at a fan zone, and like, their Lola got me up on the record, and I'm just buzzing. Like, for me, it's special because, you know, if I weren't here, I'd be with them. Like, I'm just a fan as well, so for me to be here doing it, it's making them happy, it's really good.
You said something really interesting there, that like, you obviously weren't in the last tournament, so obviously you were seeing it from the outside, what was going on in Russia and the fans and the beers in the air and all that. It was amazing. You're now part of this. Are you getting a real sense and an understanding of actually just how crazy this country is going? Because I'm speaking to people that didn't even have an interest to football, that it's all they're talking about. It's captivating the whole country, this tournament, isn't it?
That's what I mean. There's people that don't even like football, or people that don't really sit down and watch football, and now it's like a ritual to lock in and watch the games this tournament. I feel like it's like that with every tournament, though. But to be a part of it,
do you?
James Corden said that to me yesterday. He said, you actually understand what you're doing. And I said, not really. It's not hit me yet. Like, obviously, wow. Even when the tournament's finished, it won't probably hit me till your career finishes. But obviously, there's an end objective. And I think if we can do it, you know, well, we don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. Of course not, because we're taking it one game at a time. But we know what's ahead of us. And hopefully, we can achieve a massive dream.
I saw you in the diary room recently and you said something I absolutely loved, that you said that obviously you were aware of the Germany midfield, and you said that you went up to Calvin Phillips and you two have been immense together all tournament and just said, let's have it out there today, mate. And what I loved about that is I used to say that to my mates when I played Sunday League. It didn't always work though, but I love the fact that it just goes to show the team spirit that you've got in this group just seems immense.
Yeah, me and Calvis, it's ledge, because there's a lot of people...
Yeah.
A lot of people write us off, or for some reason, a lot of people always compare us, like, between Leeds and West Ham fans. But I feel like now, this summer, Leeds and West Ham fans have actually, like, connected together and become, like, friends. and me and Cal have always been great for it. I love playing with him, you know. You see how good he is for Leeds. And like, every time there's, like, something on social media, like, we send it to each other on WhatsApp and we, like, we buzz over it, to be fair. So, now we're really good mates and... You know, I want him to succeed as much as, you know, I want myself to succeed. So hopefully we can keep pushing and performing together.
That's awesome to hear. Deck, I've got to have a few light-hearted ones for you because you're a top lad. I know you like a laugh as well. So there have been a few moments in this tournament that I wanted to talk to you about. The first one, Harry Kane's goal against Germany, you going down with cramp but still having it large on the floor. I've watched that so many times. Talk me through what's going on there.
What happened was I actually, on the TV, they... Walked just past the ball to me. I took my touch, passed it. Then I got the cramp and I was off the pitch. And then we lost the ball. So I tried to get back up. I've got to the edge of the pitch and I've just dropped again. I've gone, my leg. My calf's actually just pulsing like that.
Really?
Oh, my God, it's horrific. Then I see Shorey breaking through. And then the next vision, I've looked up and I've seen H head it into the net.
Yes.
And I've gone like that and then gone to run. Just dropped again, mate. And... oh, mate, it was honestly, and I was like, Trips, come and stretch me calf. Oh,
yeah.
Mate, honestly, it was probably the best cramp I've ever had, though.
Yeah, mate, the fans love it, though, because you look in so much pain, but like the joy in your face as you collapse to the ground, it was just like it's what all the fans like. So that's one moment. And then I didn't think you could top that. And then I saw last night, obviously, Harry Kane, the little choke hold. Are you becoming how many memes have there been about Declan Rice recently? It's another one.
I reckon I've at least got 10 memes to be named. Mason Mount scaring me. Jack Wilshere scaring me, Kane dropping me, leaving me with my hand. Now,
yeah, I remember
obviously
that.
Obviously, last night, because you know what happened? Well, I'm actually going to explain it.
Go on.
Maguire's ran forward to like the advertising board.
Yeah.
H has jumped on me. Someone's jumped on H. We've all nearly gone over the advertising board. So, like, I'm closing my eyes because I don't want to go. I don't think he was choking me, but I'm closing my eyes because I don't want to go over. I'm like, don't let me go over. And then when we got, like, obviously, you see my face, I started smiling. When the advertising board started to come back on us a little bit, so we was back on our feet, I was half buzzing. So I was like, yes, we didn't fall over.
Class, mate. Absolutely loved it. And the other thing I saw, a bit of water volleyball, which you look quite decent at. A couple of the boys wearing a bit of leopard print speedos. Can you confirm if you had the leopard print speedos on?
Mate, everyone did. I don't know. Obviously, I had to jump up and I got caught, but everyone had them on, you know, a little bit of banter. Yeah, it was class, to be fair. Really good.
Class. And we had Mace on, top lad, obviously, your best mate. And he just said such nice things about what it means playing for England with you. So I just feel it's applicable to ask you the same question, really. Playing with your best mate from school for England at a Euros. It just must be something that you dreamt of, that.
Yeah. You know, we spoke about it so many times and so many people know what it means for both us to play. But, like, the probability... two best mates from like seven years old to go and represent their country is probably like 0.0 something stupid. And we're both here, you know, living our dream. And like I said before, he won the Champions League. He deserves everything he gets. And hopefully now we can add another one to his collection this summer. And hopefully I can get my first.
Love it, mate. How much time do you spend with him? Because I saw you said that you miss him when you're not with him. And do you spend...
Oh, yeah, every day. We're together, like, constantly. Like, just every day. Every minute of every day, yeah. Like, if
every minute of every day,
like, we even, like... So if we're going to get treatment, like, we'll book treatment at the same time. So I was supposed to have treatment at 5, but then I said I had to cancel. He looked quite sad. So I'm going at 6 now.
I love that. And of course, Denmark, semi-finals of the Euros. I just wonder what you've made of Denmark and what sort of challenge this will be in the semi-finals against them at Wembley.
Yeah, they're a really top side. I think a lot of people that watch them know that they're a great side. Obviously, people watch them against Belgium. And obviously what happened with Christian Eriksen as well, which was so sad for the whole of football. But they've got that extra motivation and fire in their stomach to go and perform for him. And, you know, I hope we can do something special before the game for Christian Eriksen, because obviously loads of the players have played with Chris as well. I've obviously played against him, so that'd be a nice touch from us and obviously with Denmark. But the game itself at Wembley, semi-final, a chance to go one step beyond the 96 team that got to the semis and get to our first final since 66. So we know the opportunity ahead, and I've never seen a group of lads now that are so focused and ready and want to really go and do this for the nation.
Yeah, well said on the Christian Eriksen thing. I totally agree with you. It was so sad watching that. So I think it'd be great that the whole of the football community comes together, and obviously we all wish him a speedy recovery. And also on that game, over 60,000 fans at Wembley. Now, you said that the last game against Germany was the best that you've ever experienced. Yeah. So does that just give you goosebumps just hearing that the amount of England fans that are going to be there in the stadium? Because it promises to be a special atmosphere, that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be louder. It's going to be more buzzing, excitement. It's going to be a lot of nerves from fans. I get a lot of my mates messaging me before the game, I'm so nervous. They're like, how do you feel? And I'm like, I'm just chilled out. Like, it's just a game of football.
Really?
Like, I'm chilled. It's going to be special. 60,000. It's going to feel like 90. And, you know, we know if we can win this game, it's going to be tough. You know, hopefully we'll have the confidence to go on and win the final as well. So we just got to take one game at a time, be humble, and let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's my final question really, Dec. I just wanted to know sort of how special this whole tournament's been, the team spirit, and what it would mean. We've just said that we know it's a very tough game. We know Denmark aren't going to be an easy opponent. But what would it mean for you to be getting to the final and representing England in a final of a Euros at Wembley?
Yeah, it's, you can't explain it. Especially for me, you know, I don't have the opportunities to obviously play in the big games like some of the lads at, you know, City, Chelsea, United. So for me, obviously getting to the semi-final is going to be my first semi-final. That's unbelievable, special. And to get to the final, you know, it'll be a real mixture of excitement, you know, a little bit of nerves, but also that fire in your stomach to go out there and do something special for the country, because we're seeing what's going on. Like, seeing the fans go mental, like, that's making us happy. So, you know, we want to go out there and keep doing it for them. And, you know, with two games left now, we'll get our break after that, but it's two games to go out there and really give it everything, you know, mentally, physically, do everything we can to win this tournament.
Dec, you're an absolute ledge. Always a pleasure catching up with you, mate. All the best for the next game.
Thanks, Geez.
So that concludes another episode of the official England podcast. Big thanks to my guy Declan Rice, always on top form every time I link up with him. Great to hear just how much playing for England means for him, and of course how buzzing he is ahead of the semi-final game against Denmark. Also, pleasure to chat to Josh Denzel, as always, after a couple of days of separation. I'm sure we can all agree it was great to have him back on the pod. Remember to subscribe to the official England podcast wherever you get your podcast from, as this is quite simply the only place you get official daily news and insight from within the Three Lions camp. All that's left for me to say is see you tomorrow. Stay safe and come on, England.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.